A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulaju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samander UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, we're considering the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Mark, chapter number 4, verse 35 through to 40. I'm reading from the New King James Translation of the Bible. The scripture says, "On the same day, when evening had come, he said to them, 'Let us cross over to the other side.' Now, when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was, and other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, 'Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?' Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, 'Peace, be still.' And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, 'Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? How is it that you have no faith?'" I'll be speaking and sharing with us this morning on this, how to sleep in the storm, sleeping in the storm. What is a storm? A storm is a negative weather condition with rain, wind, and other contrary elements that violently rage against a life, a business, a family, or a destiny. Any raging against your life, against your business, against your family, is a storm, whatever it is that is affecting or attacking you negatively. That is a storm, basically a weather condition, but any condition for our purpose that is violently raging against your life. What is the purpose of the storm? The purpose of a storm is to slow a man down in life if it cannot totally stop him. Don't forget, please note that the storm is out to stop you. And the plan B of the storm is, if I cannot stop him, let me slow him down. Let me hinder him. That is the purpose of the storm. But I pray for you this morning that in life and in destiny, you will not be hindered. You will not be stopped in the name of Jesus. You will notice from the scriptures that each time Jesus made a move to cross over the sea, there was always a storm. There will always be a raging a wind, a violent wind, contrary wind, and the waves beating into the boat or the ship. That is very instructive for us who are followers of Christ Jesus, that whenever there is a Canaan to possess, there will always be a Jordan to cross. And you can't cross your Jordan without facing the storm. Please note that every child of destiny that has a Canaan land to possess, that has a promise to possess, that has a future, that has somewhere great going. If you have such a dream, such a vision, somewhere great that you are going, and you want to cross into your Canaan, then you will always have to pass over the Jordan. And when you are crossing the Jordan, you must be ready to face a storm. Get ready for your storm if you are not already in one. Storms of life are common, and they have the tendency to tamper with the peace of a believer. And don't forget, there can be no progress without peace in your life. Jesus had peace when faced with his own storm. As a matter of fact, he slept in the storm. Jesus slept in the storm. What do men do when they are faced with a storm? What have you done when you are faced with some such great challenge, such great wind beating against your life, your family, your business, your destiny? Many times, men fret instead of rest. So God, we want you to rest when you are faced with a storm. Jesus rested. He slept in the storm. God wants you to also sleep like Jesus in your storm. Don't fret. Don't be like others who fret because of the storm. Do not fret. Men also get depressed when they are faced with a storm. They get depressed. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8, the Bible says, "For we would not brethren, have you ignorant of our troubles, which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, in so much that we despaired of life. We despaired even of life because of the trouble, because of the storms that raged against us. Men get depressed when faced with a storm. Thirdly, men can run. They run away. And don't ever forget, whatever you run away from has control and authority over you. So men either fret or get depressed or run away. But there are people who will face the storm and fight the storm. And that's exactly what God wants you to do. Anytime you are faced with or confronted with a storm, you have to face that storm and then to wait through it. Trust God to see you through that storm. You can sleep in your storm like Jesus. And that is very exciting to me, that Jesus could sleep. When others were fretting, he was sleeping. When others were worried, he was sleeping. He was at peace. He had rest. He had peace. And we also can have peace in the storms of life when the storms come, when the storms of life begin to rage against our lives, when troubles are staring us in the face, when daunting challenges come to intimidate us. Like Jesus, we are expected to sleep in the storm, to have peace and not to fret. This is the way to progress, to success in life and in destiny, the way of peace, sleeping in the storms of life. What are those things that I need, or what can make a man sleep in the storm? Not everybody can sleep in a storm. There are so many people who will commit suicide because of the storm raging against them. Many will go down to Egypt to look for help. Many will consult with powerless powers for help, for solution to their challenges and their problems. Many remember King Saul. Because of the challenges confronting him, he had to pay a visit to a witch, the witch of Endor, looking for solution. Many go to other gods for solution to challenges facing them. But what do I need if I am going to sleep in the storm, if I am going to have peace and rest in the storm? It is taken for granted, number one, that you have Christ Jesus in your heart as your Lord and your Savior. He is the Prince of Peace. He's the one that guarantees our peace, that enables us to sleep even in the storms of life. Just like Jesus slept in the storm, you need Christ Jesus in your life so that you can also sleep in the storms of life. I am not talking about nominalism. I am not talking about you going to church. It is possible, and that is prevalent in our age today, that we have so many people thronging into our churches who are members of a particular church, but who are not members of Christ. They do not know Christ. They are just nominal. And it is not possible for you to have peace in your mind, in your heart, in your life, if you do not know the Prince of Peace. And this is why we see many people in churches yet committing suicide, because they do not have the Prince of Peace in their heart. And if you have Christ Jesus in your life, you will understand, according to Luke chapter 21, verse 13, that no matter the challenges, no matter the storms of life you are faced with or facing, it shall turn to you for a testimony. That is the word of Jesus. And that's why I recommend to you the Prince of Peace. I recommend to you the King of Glory, the one who guarantees your peace, our Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace, with whom nothing is broken and nothing is missing, Jesus of Nazareth. If you have not accepted him, I encourage you to open your heart and receive him as your Lord and Savior. Don't just be a member of a particular church. Be a member of the body of Christ. Be transformed and be regenerated through the sacrificial death and resurrection of Christ Jesus. That gives you peace. He is the Prince of Peace. And once you accept Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are initiated into the kingdom. And don't forget the characteristics of the kingdom in Romans chapter 14, verse 17. The kingdom of God is not in meat or drink, but in righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. May this peace be your portion in Jesus' precious name. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray this morning, asking for the Prince of Peace. Prince of Peace, let your peace reign supreme in my life, in the name of Jesus. O Prince of Peace, let your peace reign supreme in my life. Let me be at peace. Let nothing offend me. Let nothing trouble me. In the name of Jesus, this is my prayer, O God. Thou Prince of Peace, you will keep me in perfect peace. Because my mind is stayed on you and I trust in you, keep me in perfect peace in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray and command every storm raging against you at the moment to be still. Speak like Jesus to your storm. Say, peace, be still. In the name of Jesus, I speak to every storm raging against my life, against my destiny, against my family, against my business, against my ministry. I decree, peace, be still. I speak on the authority of the word of God, the authority of the name of Jesus. Peace, be still. In the name of Jesus, I silence you, storm, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to receive the grace now to cross every Jordan and to enter into your Canaan. I receive the grace to cross every Jordan and to possess my Canaan, to possess my inheritance in the name of Jesus. I receive that grace, that strength to cross every Jordan and to enter into my Canaan in the name of Jesus. Let every obstacle on my path be removed. Let every hurdle be crossed. Let every storm be stilled. And let the name of the Lord be glorified. Thank you, Eternal Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to speak to this week. I overcome every challenge, every storm, every wind, every contrary wind, every negative issue that may be in this week. I overcome them and I enter into my blessings this week in the name of Jesus. Nothing will stop me this week. Nothing will hinder me this week because heaven over me is opened and God's name will be glorified in Jesus' precious name. I speak into your life and to this week that the presence of the Lord will go with you throughout this week in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray whatever storm, whatever challenge or wind may blow or beat against your life and destiny this week, you will overcome them. I command the contrary wind to be still. Let them be still now. I speak peace to every storm raging in your life, raging against your health, against your business, against your family, against your ministry. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. I pray in the name that is above all names that because you have known the Prince of Peace, he will keep you in perfect peace. And God's name in your life will be glorified. You will cross your Jordan this week. You will enter into your Canaan. You will possess your possession. You will obtain your inheritance. And God's name will be glorified in Jesus' precious name. Amen. It's a great week for you. God's presence will accompany you and you will operate under open heaven this week. All that you do will prosper in the name of Jesus. Support Daily Impact with your prayers, with your seed also, and of course, by forwarding this message and sharing the link with your contacts. The Lord bless you as you do. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle on all platforms is @YemiGraceMan. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulaju, wishing you a very glorious week and the Lord bless you.